12 years ago, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights began looking into claims that Bright Futures discriminates against Latino and African American students, mainly because Bright Futures uses SAT and ACT cutoff scores for eligibility.
And it should be true also that those who do well in high school get a chance at college, not just those who fill out bubbles well on Saturday mornings.
That's Robert Schaefer of Fair Test, the organization that helped file the complaint. Fair Test wants more emphasis on high school grades and less on standardized tests. Florida Department of Education spokesman Joe Follick says the program is for students who do well in school.
The Bright Futures Scholarship purely is merit-based and based on performance in school.
Groups like Fair Test argue that the hard limit on test scores sidelines students from poor backgrounds who can't afford test prep. The Florida Department of Education doesn't agree. Fair Test says it will discuss the investigation with the Office for Civil Rights next week. I'm Carmel Dalshad in Orlando.